of the original greatest hits in Burton Cummings' You Saved My Soul, part of Breakfast Radio with Neil, Sam, and Jane, and it's actually Neil, Sam, and Jane. What?
For the first time, really, since March, I mean, we hear Jane and Jane hears us, but because we're both at home and Jane is at the Zoomerplex, there's been a tiny disconnect and we have missed our friend Jane, but this morning, there she is, wait!
Hello! Yes, we are physically not together, but we are virtually always together.
Yes, that is very true. And I can't think of a better reason for us to get together, Jane, than your efforts to support Bladder Cancer Canada. I just want to say that, you know, it was your mom's illness, I guess, that sort of sparked your interest originally. But it has me thinking because Dad's been gone now 2 years and I am still trying to decide which charity to give my extra time and energy to. So, you know, congratulations to Bladder Cancer Canada for having you on board and for you honoring your mom every year like you do.
Well, this is year number 6 for Team Jane Brown in honor of Sandy, my mom. She did die of bladder cancer in 2012. A lot has happened since then so that other moms don't have to die. The research has made a difference in not finding a cure, but advancing treatments. And this year, like everything else, this year's Bladder Cancer Awareness Walk is going virtual. No surprise, guys.
So are you going to be hooked up to like a treadmill or something? Or are you walking around the neighborhood or what are you doing?
Well, that's walking around the neighborhood. So participants are being asked to organize walks with their teammates in neighborhoods where physical distancing is possible while raising money for bladder cancer research and patient support. And this year, bladder cancer patients, they need our help more than ever. Because of COVID-19, it's impacting the diagnosis of bladder cancer, treatments, and outcomes. And this is because hospitals are experiencing delays in cancer-related surgeries and treatment. So patient care is paramount, and that's where Bladder Cancer Canada comes in. And the walk, with a $600,000 nationwide goal to increase awareness, provide support, and fund research. And I know, Neil and Sam, this has been a financially challenging year for many people, but I also know Zoomers are generous in supporting worthy charities, and Bladder Cancer Canada is one of the few charities where 100% of your donation goes to the cause and not administration.
We've seen photos of your teams in the past, Jane. You've got a sweet, big team. How are you going to do that this year with the virtual piece?
Well, we're going to map out a 5K route in the neighborhood. And mostly it's family and close friends. And we will walk with physical distancing in mind. And if the guidelines still allow by September 27th, which is the official walk day, then we will have a gathering in the backyard. But, you know, we have to see how everything goes. But the main piece is just to encourage you to believe that this is one of the better charities in the country and the money really does go to research and patient care.
So I know we're at early stages now in terms of getting people to support your efforts again this year, but what's the easiest way right now going forward? If people are listening right now and they go, okay, I got to jump behind my friend Jane and help her out. What do we do here?
Just go to zoomerradio.ca and then click on host and click on Jane Brown and you'll see a link to donate.
Beauty.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Jane. Wow, it's weird talking to you on the radio again.
We should do this more often, guys.
I miss you lots, Jane. Miss you lots.
Miss you guys, too.
For now, let's get you Toronto traffic. See what's up with our friend Spencer Costin.